AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Baltimore State's attorney is urging patience in the investigation of the death in police custody of Freddie Gray. Commissioner Anthony Batts says the police portion of the investigation is over.
Getting to the right answer is more important than the speed. Making sure that we look and overturn every rock is more important than just coming forth and giving a document.
Part of this investigation is new information about Freddie Gray's ride to the police station after he was taken into custody.
This new stop was discovered from a privately owned camera.
That is Deputy Commissioner Kevin Davis. Gray suffered severe spinal injuries after being stopped by police April 12th and died a week later. Bernie Sanders is running for president. The independent senator from Vermont will run as a Democrat. Sanders wants to fix what he calls a rigged economy.
We can't continue having a nation in which we have the highest rate of childhood poverty of any major nation on earth at the same time as we're seeing a proliferation of millionaires and billionaires.
Sanders is the first major challenger among Democrats to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Some shops have reopened in Nepal, but the AP's Foster Klug reports people are still on edge following the deadly earthquake there.
There's a general level of shock and fear that people still think that another big quake is coming. There have been big exoduses from the capital to the countryside. They're worried that the buildings in Kathmandu won't withstand a big aftershock if it comes.
And police say a woman in her 20s has been rescued in an area near Kathmandu's main bus terminal. A court in Pakistan sentenced 10 militants to life in prison for their involvement in the 2012 attack on teenage activist Malala Yousafzai. She was shot in the head for advocating education for women. A drum major instructor in Ohio State has made a court appearance accused of sexually assaulting a woman at his home. This is AP Radio News. President Obama wants more kids to read, including initiatives for free books and easier access to library cards.
At a library in an economically depressed part of Washington, the president said major book publishers will give more than $250 million in free e-books to low-income students.
You don't have to have a library full of books in your house to be able to suddenly have access to every book in the world, potentially.
The president said he's also asking governments and schools nationwide to give library cards to all kids. But he says technology and access are not enough. Kids must want to learn.
The most powerful engine for learning is between your ears.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A source tells the AP University of Florida basketball coach Billy Donovan has agreed to move to the NBA as the coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Scott Brooks was fired as the coach of the Thunder at the end of the season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.